And we are back. Welcome, guys, to episode 5 of the Weekend Hangover. Can't believe it's already been 5 weeks with you guys, but let's get into it. So, first, we'll head with sports. We're going to first talk about a little bit of Washington Redskins debacle as of late. As we all know, owner Dan Snyder there's been a lot of rumors been going around lately, but some things that have been said that Dan Snyder has abused drugs and alcohol, along with former head coach Jay Gruden, and whose brother John Gruden, everyone knows. And he also would hold sex parties and had potential sexual assault cases. Along with that, he made his cheerleaders do some inappropriate things. He's also paid off officials, apparently. And also, Jay Gruden, apparently, had a little sleeping session with Capri Bibbs' girl as well. And so Bibbs got kicked off the team, I heard from that. But little rumors going around, but I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, I'll start off. I don't really want to get into like all the like the sexual assault allegations because those are probably true, honestly. But let's go to the fact that Dan Snyder paid off officials, yet had just a terrible team continuously.
He probably just paid them off when like they had RG3.
I mean, do you think that's like the only year that I'd like? I don't know, dude. Like,
probably not. But every team probably pays officials somehow.
Yeah, but like they're just so bad. How do you pay off the officials and be so bad? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Don't be bad, basically. Yeah,
basically.
It's a waste of money because if you're a bad team, there's only so much the officials can do.
It's like seems like whenever the Browns play against any team, they just get flagged. That's probably what the officials do. They start flagging the team that they don't get paid money by.
Yeah. I remember a game where we actually did play the Redskins one year, and I forget who the running back was. I think it was Duke Johnson, actually. He fumbled the
ball. Oh, my God, I remember this.
Do you remember this? He fumbled the ball, and I'm trying to think what happened. There was he fumbled the ball. And he recovered it.
Another player came out of it on the Browns with it in his hand. Yeah. Yeah. And the official pointed towards the Redskins.
Yeah.
And they like, reviewed like it and still gave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was against the Redskins?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was obviously Brown's ball.
Yeah. Yeah. That happened. And they reviewed it and they just still said it was Redskins' ball. I'm like, pretty sure it's when we had Mangini, maybe?
No, it was either the 1-15 season or the 0-16 season.
No, it was way before. I think it was
because Duke Johnson was a part of that team.
I think it was like 2014, 2015.
No, it was when Duke Johnson was it. Anyways.
That was so jammed.
Like, how does – I know, like, controversial take, but it was a woman ref, so we were quick to judge on that. But
well, speak for yourself there.
Okay, Austin, I'm sure you had some choice words. Anyways, just that makes sense if they were, you know, fixing games, like clear fumble recovery by the Browns and they just point to the Redskins. Like,
and here was like another interesting point about the Bibbs thing, running back. So he was, he got benched the game that Alex Smith had that like leg injury and how he hasn't played the rest, like hasn't played and he like almost lost his life.
Yeah.
So, you know, Gruden kind of, you know, might have that might be a reason why Alex Smith got hurt. Obviously, it was a freak accident, but Bibbs got benched that game and he couldn't block. So, I think it was AP blocking.
Yeah, that's funny.
Old man Peterson.
Yep. All right. Like, we're good with that. Moving on to the next topic. So, it just came out, I believe, Friday that, or yes, either yesterday, I think it's either yesterday or Friday, one of the two, that the Blue Jays are not permitted to play their home games in Toronto due to COVID, and then the government doesn't want them playing whatever it may be. So they're not allowed to play in Toronto. So I have two questions for the both of you. Where do you think they'll play their games? Like, in what city? And then to go along with that, what city deserves a Major League Baseball team? Austin?
Yeah, I think they're going to play somewhere close to Toronto, so it's got to be somewhere in New York, maybe.
Yeah.
Cleveland, possibly. A city that deserves an MLB team. You'd have to think somewhere in the South, maybe.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Alabama. I mean, I know it may be wouldn't be a super big city, say like Birmingham or something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the South is a big breeds baseball players.
Yep. Why don't they bring one to Memphis, right in your backyard?
At Memphis, we've already got a farm team for the Cards, so
yeah.
I think we're good with our Memphis Redbirds.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, I think the Blue Jays, it would be smart to play in Buffalo. That's right there. But I saw something that it was a possibility that they play in their spring training facility in Florida. So I think that's a possibility for them. But I think Buffalo would be kind of cool. Have like a Bills Mafia vibe there, pregames and stuff. So I think that'd be pretty cool. But for what city deserves a Major League Baseball team, I'd say my one city would be Las Vegas. They just moved the Raiders there, and then they have the Golden Knights too. I think just adding another team there, and it's a city. I know there's been talent that has come out of the Las Vegas area. Like I think Bryce Harper was from Las Vegas, so I mean there's definitely baseball fans in that area. I think having a dome stadium would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I agree with that a little bit. Where do I think the Blue Jays are going to play games? I heard about the Florida, their spring training facility. That could be a possibility. Or I guess maybe somewhere. I don't know if they could really. I guess they probably couldn't play somewhere in Canada. Or was it just the mayor that announced? Or was it?
I don't know. I think it was the Canadian government itself, but I could be wrong.
So if it was the Canadian government, then yeah, they'll have to leave there. But if it wasn't, I would say try to find somewhere else nearby, to Toronto, try to play games so they don't have to move their families and all that stuff. They have to move everywhere and get resituated. And then what city deserves MLB team? So obviously this isn't really related to the Blue Jays, kind of is, but so people know Tampa Bay's been having trouble, right? Like with their team and relocation and crap like that. And I think logistically it would make sense. So if Tampa, let's say, for example, couldn't have a team there, I would say move it to Charlotte because they're in that area where they'd be able to travel pretty quickly to play Red Sox, Yankees, Orioles, and Toronto, things like that. They're kind of an up-and-coming city. They only really have, the Panthers and they have the Hornets. So adding a third professional team, I think, would be a pretty smart option for Charlotte. Yeah. I know they're pretty high up. I think, I think just for investors and for sponsors, they have a pretty good banking system, I think. So they could, get that going if they needed help from people to kind of start up a stadium or get fans wanting to go to games.
Yeah. The only thing with, Charlotte and the Carolinas, I know they root for the Braves pretty much. I know they're in Atlanta, but those two states are still pretty big Atlanta Braves fans. So it's they're gonna have to be able to, drive fans away from them to join the team.
Well, I think they could do it. They could bring hype to the city. I mean, both North and South Carolina. I mean, because it would be in North Carolina, so it wouldn't be. I mean, it's a little further away.
Well, Charlotte's like this.
I know it's in it's close to Atlanta. It's closer to Atlanta than you would think.
Yeah.
Well, I could see if they get a team there. They have three pro teams, or I don't know if they have a soccer team, but they would have three pro teams. I know.
Well, where are the Hurricanes in?
Oh yeah, they're Carolina. You're right.
I don't know. I don't think they're in Charlotte though. I think they're
not. City. But yeah, you have the Panthers and Hornets, so you'd have three pro teams there. Unless there's a Charlotte FC soccer, I'm not too sure about. Yeah. There might be.
Yeah. All right, I think we're good with that. Let's move on to this next topic, which pertains to our Browns. So the past week we had the Myles Garrett extension. That was pretty big. 5 years, $125 million. So I saw on Twitter that Ravens fourth string wide receiver Willie Snead started running his mouth to I don't even know who he was talking to. I don't even know if it was Myles Garrett or what, but he was just talking how just trash talking about how Ravens are better, blah blah blah. And then Miles Garrett kind of clapped back saying like, oh, we took it to you guys in your house last year. And then it kind of got – then other Browns players like Mack Wilson posted a picture of him tackling Snead. So it was kind of like a bigger thing. So this kind of gives me a question for you guys. Who is the Browns' biggest rival like today, Steelers or Ravens? Or is there another team?
I think – in my opinion, it's the Steelers. Just kind of from what has happened in history with the Browns, and I would say Steelers. Just kind of what we saw last year with that whole incident with Miles Garrett, and the two teams. I feel like, or at least a recent, are kind of always fighting for, you know, maybe not a playoff spot, but for some crucial wins. And if you can beat the other team, it always seems that they split. But if you can sweep the other team, it's huge. Another team, I think, though, obviously the Bengals, Battle of Ohio.
I mean, the Bengals just have been so irrelevant, just like the Browns.
Yeah, but yeah,
like
I said, no one, because so now long, it's like so. Recently, it's like it's not really a rival with the Bengals. Like Steelers, it's like kind of a toss up game. The Bengals, like at least a couple of, or last couple of years, it's like the Browns going, they know going in, they're going to win. But it obviously, the roles were reversed, you know, 5-10 years ago whenever you went to Cleveland, you kind of thought you would roll them over. So yeah. I think it's Steelers and Cincy. I don't think it's the Ravens. Not yet. Maybe in the next couple of years. The Browns get going and the Ravens stay pretty solid, then yeah, that could happen.
Yeah. Awesome.
I would agree with you historically that I think the Steelers and the Browns have been the biggest rivals in that division. I think, me personally, I hate the Ravens since they used to be the old Cleveland Browns, so I always have them as number one on my list. And I think going into the future – these two teams are the best teams in the AFC North. So I think pretty soon here, they're going to turn into the Browns' biggest rivals.
I like that take. I think Steelers are still going to have something to say about that. They have an incredible defense. I'm not sure what the quarterback situation is going to be like with Big Ben playing with basically one arm, one leg.
Half a
brain.
A couple of ribs broken.
Yeah, just playing just with like basically half his body.
Miami alum, by the way.
Correct. But I mean, I think they're still going to be fierce defensively. They have a good front with TJ Watt and Hayward. So I think they're going to be good. And Minka and Joe Hayden in the back end. But I think just the Ravens are always going to have that target on their back. Now they, you know, they have the former MVP, Lamar Jackson. So I think every time we play them, at least, and it's probably added by the Twitter beef. Now there's going to be some bad blood between these two guys. And so, yeah, I mean, we split with the Ravens the past 2 years. So obviously we're capable of beating them. So I think the biggest rival today is still the Steelers and just the bad blood that's, you know, been between us and Browns fans hate the Steelers with, if you're a true Browns fan, you really do hate the Steelers.
All right. I have one last thing. I have kind of a question I thought of while we're talking about this. So out of like the, you know, four teams that are in our division, who do you think who's the team that's hated the most, like by all the teams?
By all the teams in the NFL or just the team in the division?
I was going to say in the division.
Okay.
I would say like, Browns and Bengals, not really. But I think the Steelers hate the Bengals.
No, I think the Steelers hate the Ravens. I think the Ravens hate the Steelers.
But like, I feel like the Steelers and Cincy have kind of like over the last like five when Cincy was kind of making the playoffs 5 or so years ago, seemed that like Pittsburgh always matched up against them in a wild card game and perfect, you know, hits on like Juju and AB and all that stuff with Pac-Man Jones. He talked shit. He like chirping and. I feel like it's kind of more back when they had like Carson Palmer, but Andy Dalton a little bit because he can never win in the playoffs. So
I just think like, I guess last year, I bet like the Browns were the most hated team because they had so much hype going into the season and Ravens and Steelers were probably like, why is this team getting so much hype? So they were probably like the most hated team I'd say last year because everyone's like, okay, we're going to try and show up OBJ and, yeah, Miles Garrett, Baker, and those guys. So, but I just think in general, I'd say the Steelers. I think the Steelers have gotten their way through the years.
Being dirty team.
Yeah, I think because I think the Ravens hate the Steelers, and so do Browns fans. And I bet Bengals fans have that same feeling. So I would say Steelers are the most hated.
Yeah, I feel like they're kind of represented over the past couple of years just as a dirty team. Everyone thinks they are. So people, whenever you play them, you just think of they're going to have some dirty hits or some fight might happen, things like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'd agree. I also think the Steelers are, you know, when you're a good team, I mean, teams are always gonna try and play the best game against you. So I think, you know, that just puts a target on their back, and then everyone wants to beat the Steelers.
I think we can move on to our next topic now, which is our little pop culture topic. Recently, Barstool owner Dave Portnoy visited some Cleveland pizza spots a couple weeks ago, and he just posted the reviews this past week. I kind of let Kyle take this one over because he's an avid Barstool fan. The question we had here is, are you excited to try any of these spots that he went to, and do you think he missed any spots in the area?
So, yeah, I was watching these this past week, and he gave a 7.7, a 7.6, and then something in the
low five. I think he gave like a 6.7 somewhere. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I think he did three or four spots. He gave, two sevens, a six, and a five. But the first place he did, El Rione on West 65th Street, that looked really good. That was like some good New York style pizza, thin crust. That's like right up my alley for pizza. So I'm excited to try that one. I think I'm going to before the summer ends.
How close is that spot to your work?
I think it's like less than 10 minutes away. So that might be a move right after work. So that's exciting. But I think he missed Angelo's Pizza in Lakewood. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but I've had it once, and it's like pretty damn good for a pizza. It's not like a thin crust, but it's like a nice, you know, it had a lot of flavor from what I remember. So that was a good pizza. I know a lot of people in Cleveland like Angelo's.
So yeah, I've heard of Angelo's before. I don't think I've ever had it, but I don't know if it's on the east side or if it's more west side based.
It's in Lakewood. So
yeah, so I'd say it's more. Is it chain or no? Is it just one?
No, I think it's just one spot.
Just one spot.
Yeah.
What was the other place he? What were the other places he went to? There was one place that I looked at because there are people I knew that were in his.
There was one called Edison's. There was another one with like an Italian name.
It was like Marcello's or something, or
maybe I forget honestly.
I think whichever one it was. The only reason I looked at it was because I saw a post on Instagram from an alumni page where I went to high school, and the picture of two people that were in it, and then I watched it, and they were kind of ripping on Dave Portnoy, so I thought it was kind of funny. The one kid was saying that the pizza, I think Portnoy gave this place like a 7.7 or 7.6, and the one kid in the background, like had his thumbs down. I was like, no, this place sucks. He was like, it's like a 5. So that was kind of funny.
I'd like to give a little shout out to our friend Dylan. Dave Portnoy said in the video that Cleveland pizza goes toe to toe with Chicago pizza. So I'm just gonna say Chicago pizza sounds very overhyped, and that Cleveland pizza just.
I would have to agree. I've been to Chicago a couple times, and I was fortunate enough, I guess, to try their deep dish. Not really fortunate, but I tried their deep dish pizza that is so hyped about. I think it's Little Minotti's, as it's called, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's the place.
No, I'm sorry. I guess maybe I'm not a deep dish guy. I wasn't really ever raised with that, but it just is like lasagna or something. It's like, it seems like you're just eating lasagna.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Like, I like a lot of food, so like, you know, I'm not picky, so it was fine, but not anything special. I'd rather just have a, you know, Master Pizza or Cleveland Pizza or whatever back here in Cleveland than that Little Minotti's. But it was okay.
That's fair. Austin, anything to add or no? You're not a big pizza guy.
Well, right? You know, back in my day, I used to have some pizza.
You probably used to demolish pizza.
I'd usually stick to Marco's double cheese, thin crust. But
you're such a simple person.
Simplicity, yeah. Life is too complicated.
I mean, I'm a big cheese fan too, honestly.
But... I mean, yeah, cheese pizza's the best. But
here's the thing. Marco's? I've been to Chicago once. I've tried the deep dish. And I don't know if you can really compare it to like a normal New York style thin crust pizza, because I feel like they're two completely different things.
Yeah, I know. When I saw it for the first time, I was so confused. I'm not going to lie.
It doesn't even look like a pizza.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think maybe Chicago isn't overrated. Maybe Cleveland is just underrated.
Fair.
I think it's both. I think Chicago's overrated and Cleveland's underrated.
Makes sense.
But, makes sense. You know, you could say either way.
Yeah. All right. Quick show today, so we're moving on to our last topic, but I think our most fun topic. All right, so this week, I think I can say it's been pretty boring for me, at least. I don't know about you guys, but I was just thinking about school this past week and what are some things I'm excited to do. So we're going to do another power ranking of the five things we are, you know, really excited for when we get back to school. So one of you guys take it away.
Go ahead, Austin.
All right, I'll start us off here. Coming in at number five, I just cannot wait to get back to school just to take classes online.
Boring.
I
hate online
nerd. Classes. Nerd.
Look, I think we can all agree that online classes suck, and I'd rather have class in person.
Fair.
Depends on the class. It's something that we're all going to have to deal with. So coming in at number four, not having my parents constantly yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
I think finally being able to get away, just, you know, live my own life in college. It's going to be a good break from all this quarantine. Number three, this is something that I've had on this list since freshman year. Win the intramural flag football league. I think, you know what? Now is our time to shine. We've all been putting in work this off season on that grind. We're coming for those free t-shirts, so watch it.
We're gonna, when you see us rolling up to the bars in our intramural, you know, football champion shirts,
you'll know what's up. We're athletes.
Yeah, athletes. Yep.
All right, number two, the amount of fights everyone in the house is going to get into.
Yep.
It's just going to be complete entertainment for us. Possibly some bets placed.
Yeah, we do have bets.
We have a fight night. Might have like our welterweight, our like lightweight, and middle class stuff like that.
Yeah, we got the prelims setting up for the main card. And number one, going out to the bars, just hanging out with friends.
Oh, number one, going out to the bars.
Yeah,
number one. Speaking of which, someone has a birthday coming up pretty soon.
Oh yeah, a little bit. You know, a couple days over here.
Is it tomorrow, Austin?
Well, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Tuesday.
Well, I was looking at my calendar. It says the 20th today.
That's when Tuesday.
It's coming out, yeah. It's the golden birthday, as one would say, if you know what that means.
It is 21 on the 21st.
21 on the 21st. So, well, might be getting some surprises tomorrow, Austin. You never know. Oh,
boy. I do not like surprises.
You might wake up to a surprise tomorrow.
Okay. Whatever that means.
Get ready, Austin.
All right. Well, let's hear your top five.
Mine?
Yeah.
Hold on, you have to pull it up. All right. So, I have a few honorable mentions. I'll go through these quick. First honorable mention, day drinking. Fun in the sun, just... You know, I like day drinking. Number two, Skippers. Skippers, great food. Usually you get it after you're at the bars, but it's good sober too. So that's a positive. And then number three, David's familiar with this one. Morning trips to get food, either from McDonald's or like Dunkin' or wherever. Just
sure.
Fun. Yeah. All right. Starting off my list at number five. Beer pong trash talk. For anyone who doesn't know, we like to play beer pong, and I don't know, we take it maybe a little bit more seriously than other people, and there's something to be said about staring down your opponents at the other end of the table and just trash talking them, especially if David's on the other end, because then you can just really get under his skin.
I mean, Austin, I'm better than you, so it's whatever.
Nah, not really. But
Austin and I clap whoever faces us. Like, come on.
Well, Austin hits a wall. Like,
the lefty duo. We're the lefties.
Yeah.
Southpaws.
Has anyone ever beaten us? Maybe once.
I mean, Austin, you hit a wall when you play beer pong. When
I don't think in a series, like, if we, like, I think head-to-head, like, we've won, us two against anybody, we've won more than people. Like, let's say we played, this is obviously making this up, but let's say we've played Kyle and Sean, like, 10 times. We haven't, we are 6-4 at the worst against them. Like, we don't get out.
Oh, at the worst, it's probably 8-2.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, no one's, you're not. You haven't beat us, really. I mean, you win some games, but we win the majority.
I mean, clearly, if we're 6-4,
we win the majority.
That'll change this year.
How about that?
We'll see. I'm bringing my A game.
Getting some nice practice right now.
Well, I was going to say, Austin, you hit a wall. Like, when you get really drunk, like, your performance just tails off really quickly. So
let me just say, I've never been drunk. But
No, we're not doing this again. Yes, you have. No. All right, Kyle, go to the next one.
I was just going to say, like, once you hit your sweet spot, like, you're in the zone, but, like, after your sweet spot, you're terrible.
I disagree. I don't think I'm ever out of my zone.
Okay. All right. Number four. Making Dave rage quit in 2K. I'm excited for that because, as we all know, I own him in 2K, historically and just.
But of recently.
I still have a winning record against you as of recent.
No.
So, dude, last year we had, like, we.
As of recent.
Okay. Last year.
I've won two straight. I'm on a two-game
streak. I haven't played you since March.
Two-game streak.
Okay, but, like, I probably have, like, 20 games on you in total. Honestly, at least.
Cool.
That's right. Anyways, I'm just excited to see him, like. Well, the funny thing is, we're going to be playing in his room, and I'm going to make him rage quit in his room, and he's going to storm out of his own room. So I'm excited for that.
I'll just kick you out.
Yeah, whatever it is. It'll just be funny either way, and you'll probably hear it from downstairs. So, all right, number three. Austin kind of mentioned this, and I basically have the same thing. Having heated, meaningless debates about meaningless stuff. Because that is bound to happen at least twice a day, primarily between David and Austin, actually. So I'm excited for that. I don't know about you guys.
I don't know if there's much excitement. I think we all know the outcomes of those debates.
It's inevitable.
Yeah, it is inevitable when two
stubborn boys.
Yeah, two bullheads go head to head. It just turns really stupid.
Eh.
All right. Number two, seeing everyone again. You know, we get to see friends, and then you get to see, like, at the bars, you see, like, a random person you had a class with, like, freshman year, and you become, like, just friends with them for the night again, and just, you know, it's just kind of weird, but just seeing people again, and that'll be fun. And then number one, being an absolute carefree idiot again. Can't really do that at home, so. You know, being able to do that at school, it's fun.
It's freedom.
It is freedom, and just being carefree again. So,
nice, solid list.
Thank you.
All right, so. All right, so my top five here for things that I'm looking forward to when I get back. So number five. Just going to kind of start it off, just being able to see everyone again, like I said, that first, like, couple of days before we get in, before the year starts. That, so we'll say, like, that Monday through the 10th through the 15th. Those days will be really fun, just seeing everyone, just, like, just catching up with people, how their summers went, things like that. That's a number five. Number four, kind of going along, going out and going to the bars and doing things like that. It's kind of like my specific topic for number four is kind of Austin and I going out and, like, kind of, like, cheesing around the night and just, like, trying to, like, you know what's going to happen. We're just going to, like, kind of go around and, like, finesse situations and do
– Well, wait, hold on. Time out. You need the king of finessing, the king of cheesing.
We don't want you. So looking forward
to – You might need some advice, dude.
We'll ask for advice, like, before we do stuff. You'll be on call then.
I'll be on the commit.
You'll be on speed dial.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So that's number four. Number three, I thought of this, but Kyle kind of mentioned it. Except it's not the same. Is a me kicking Kyle's ass in 2K like every single night.
That just never ever happens.
Yes, it does. Giannis, oh, and Middleton, like, come on,
dude. No. Just.
Oh, bro, I hit a sick shot with Tony Snell one time against you. Like, I'm so good.
Yeah. Yep.
I beamed a three at the buzzer. Like, oh, Irish spring green, like, cool.
Dude, the fact that you still remember that to this day means I'm still in your head.
Yeah, also, like, that I just blew you out last time I played you. You remember that? Like,
come on. I don't remember that.
You remember, like, in so many games where I come back, like, I drop, like, 8 points in the last, like, 30 seconds and, like, put a scare in you. And
still lose.
Yeah, but do you remember that? Like, it's just, like, that's the it's the fun part about the game.
But yeah, anyways, it's fun, but you still lose.
I'm a different player now. You don't even want to play me. I run, you know, I got all the plays in the book.
So you're just a 2K nerd.
No, I've just, like, picked up a couple things from some friends.
That sounds like a 2K nerd.
No, if I was a 2K nerd, I wouldn't play you. Waste of my time. You're not wasting my time. I like playing you because it's fun.
All right. Because I whoop your ass.
Okay, so, and then here we go. Coming in at number... This is kind of like going to be like a daily thing, I think, when we're there. It's just going to be like every day when we get home from class. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to hear, like, I feel like every day I'm just going to hear some, like, tiz or some just stupid story that happened in somebody's day. And it's just going to make me laugh. And then it's going to make me think of something tiz that happened. And just the stories that we'll be able to tell after, like, every single day of class. Just be like, oh, this one person, like, said something stupid as hell. Like, teacher, like, raged or, like, some just stupid so like a finesse situation in class, things like that, where you can, you know, Kyle knows what I'm talking about.
David, yeah, no hands this year, David.
Yeah, no AP season this year. Yeah, and then
what does that mean?
Oh, it's not. It's you're the exam. Remember that? Yeah, yeah. Remember that your sophomore year.
We're gonna keep on the DL.
Okay, but anyway,
we're gonna say David can finesse in the classroom.
No, anyway. David actually got caught finessing in the classroom.
Did I though? No. I think it was like a split. Kind of, but technically actually no. We'll discuss after. No. This is my power five. My power range.
45%. 45%.
Let me go 95.
45%.
Number one. This is what you've all been waiting for. Oh yeah. It's going to be, I believe it'll be the, 10th is the Monday, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
So, that weekend, I think, is what? So, that's 11th Tuesday, 12th Wednesday, Thursday the 13th. So, either the 14th or 15th, one of those days, whichever one I'm feeling. Maybe even the 16th, but probably not the 16th. So, one of those days, I'm going to hammer 3-foot longs down. In under 5 minutes, there's a little bet we got going on, and I'm so looking forward to that because I've been practicing this summer because I, you know, can. Not with footlongs, but other types of food, just kind of trying to get it down. And the bet is, obviously, if I can do it, pay for my meal and, you know, get a little pride in that. And so I'm really looking forward to that because that's just going to be a cakewalk. So mark my words.
Let me put a little backstory on this bet that we have.
We just saw it somewhere.
Well, yeah, I was watching a YouTube video. I think it was FaceTiming David during it. And it was like this, like
one Matt Stoney?
Yes, Matt Stoney, who used to do the hot dog competition. And he, like, would do all these, like, huge food eating challenges in, like, limited amount of time. And David's like, oh, that looks easy. I'm like, that just cap. And you're like. And so we basically created the bet of, like, 3 footlongs in 5 minutes. And if you, like, want to picture 3 feet, basically take, like, your leg and just pure footlongs and eating that in 5 minutes. It's not possible. And David's either.
It's not that thick, though. It's not as thick as my leg, bro.
Well,
It's more like it's skinnier. Like, come on, it's not going to be that bad.
David, I think you're going to struggle to get.
You don't even say five minutes. David, there's only
how many? Hold on. What am I going to struggle with? How many?
1.5 foot long for 5 minutes.
All right, Kyle, you know that's cap. You just.
I think you'll get to the 2 point, and there's no way you get to any more.
You don't think I'll get more than two?
No.
Like, will I get like 2.5 or no?
No.
I think you can get two easily, but inside 5 minutes, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, yours can be comfortable.
Here's what the premise is. So I have to get a foot long. Obviously, I'll probably get it on Italian or whatever because I like that bread. But I might investigate, honestly, and get pita bread because it's
No. You have to do Italian.
Fine. Is that allowed?
Fine. Anyways, Italian bread, whatever. And then you have to put, I think we said, like, I'll put, like, lettuce, cheese, and, like, a meat in, right? Or something else. Just those three.
Yeah, you had to have a meat and then
meat, lettuce, and, like.
I think we said, like, two or three vegetables. I don't know. We'll decide.
Yeah, so I'll probably have, like, I'll have, like, tomatoes, lettuce, meat, and, like, cheese in it. That's all I have to have in it. Three of those. I'll probably just get the same thing because I don't really care mixing it up. It's stupid. And then I'll also have a bunch of water next to me that I can be able to dunk it in and so I can eat it quick and things like that. Kind of what they do for the hot dog eating contest.
But dude, it's in 5 minutes. That's your issue.
Cool. They eat like 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
You are not even close to a professional eater.
We'll see. I mean, you know, you never know. I mean, hopefully some side bets are thrown in here and there because right now it's just like for you paying for the meal. So maybe I'll bet people money too. I'll throw in like $5-$10 with people. And I bet, you know, a couple of our housemates will bet with that. I don't think Austin will because he's scared of me actually doing it, I think. But anyways,
I'm not scared. I just
this
don't.
This is going to end up in two things. One, David puking everything up. And number two, David choking to death. There is no in between. It's going to be one of those two options.
If I finish all three, you're going to be like, what the?
I don't think so. We'll record it and we'll post that to the Instagram so everyone can see it.
Just a little clip.
Yeah, that'll be like probably 3-4 weeks from now, but 4 weeks from now, I'm pretty sure. So,
yeah. A little under.
Yeah, probably. A little 3.5.
Well, it could be four. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But I thought, David, you were going to say the perfect week. Or the perfect, because that's like 2 weeks.
Nah, that's more of like a second semester vibe for me.
Okay.
We'll see. Maybe first semester. That I had a little 10-day streak. Second semester, that was pretty solid.
Yeah.
You guys were involved in decent a little bit towards the end. You guys were involved in the last couple days. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think we're wrapped up here, guys. Thank you once again for listening to the Weekend Hangover, and we will see you next Monday.